News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Patikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Kashmir had only acceded and it was not merged into the Dominion of India. A council representing the Jammu and Kashmir Bar Association challenging the centre's decision to revoke Article 370 told the Supreme Court on Wednesday. A five-judge bench headed by Justice N.V. Ramana and comprising Justices S.K. Kaul, R. Subhash Reddy, B.R. Gawai and Surya Kant is hearing the pleas challenging the revocation of Article 370, which granted special status to the erstwhile state of Jammu and Kashmir. Appearing for the Jammu and Kashmir Bar Association, Senior Advocate Zafar Ahmed Shah contended before the bench that the story of his state is different from others and urged the court to examine the basis of Article 370 of the Constitution. The court must look at why this article was ever enforced, contended Shah. He emphasized on three key aspects when a state accedes: instrument of accession, standstill agreement, and the merger agreement. Jammu and Kashmir did not sign the standstill or the merger agreement, and as a consequence, it remained independent, he said. Shah insisted that a separate constitution gave the state all the powers of governance, as there was never complete accession of the state, and the independent state never ceased to exist. The whole constitution cannot be made applicable to the region, he contended before the top court. Shah told the court that the governance should continue to vest in the people of the region of Jammu and Kashmir. Council of Ministers should agree on the aspect of governance and not governor. Article 370 subsumes the sovereignty of the state. You have your constitution and we have our constitution. The merger was never done, but only accession was made, Shah submitted before the court. He emphasized that both the constitutions have been working hand in hand, and through subclause 2 of Article 370, there would be no conflict between the constitution of J&K and the Indian constitution. Attorney General K.K. Venugopal and Solicitor General Tushar Mehta raised objection where Shah contended that the revocation of Article 370 provisions was a constitutional fraud. He added that all other state rulers had fully integrated into the Indian dominion except Kashmir. The arguments on the matter will continue today. India has been able to bring swarms of desert locusts under control in two key oil seed producing states, and authorities are now trying to assess crop damage, officials said on Wednesday. A number of timely measures and a change in wind direction have prevented a spread and large-scale damage to the rapeseed and cumin seed crops, the official said. The outbreak began late last year in Gujarat and Rajasthan. The swarms came from Iran and Pakistan, but the situation has been brought under control with the help of pesticides and specialist equipment. Although we are trying to figure out the extent of damage, I can tell you that there's no major loss, said a farm ministry official who spoke on condition of anonymity in line with government rules. Three villages in Gujarat's Banaskantha district, which shares a border with Pakistan's desert areas, came under fresh locust attacks this month, Prakash Patel, the top farm official of the district, told Reuters. In Gujarat, locust attacks in December damaged crops, mainly rapeseed and cumin seeds, planted on about 17,000 hectares. In the neighboring desert state of Rajasthan, 360,000 hectares came under the attack. Adult locust swarms can fly up to 150 kilometers a day with the wind, and adult insects can consume roughly their own weight in fresh food per day. A very small swarm eats as much in one day as about 35,000 people. If allowed to breed unchecked, in favorable conditions, locusts can form huge swarms that can strip trees and crops over vast areas. The last major upsurge was in 2007. When heavy rains created favorable breeding conditions for locusts along the India-Pakistan border. And Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard sued Hillary Clinton for defamation on Wednesday, seeking at least $50 million in damages for harming her reputation by suggesting last year that one of the party's White House contenders was a Russian asset. The lawsuit said Clinton's comments had damaged the presidential candidacy of Gabbard, a U.S. congresswoman from Hawaii, and were motivated by anger over Gabbard's endorsement in 2016 of Clinton's Democratic nominating contest rival Bernie Sanders. Clinton got exactly what she wanted by lying about Tulsi. She harmed her political and personal rival's reputation and ongoing presidential campaign, and started a damaging whisper campaign based on baseless but vicious untruths, said the lawsuit, filed in federal court in New York. Clinton spokesman Merrill did not immediately respond to requests for comment on the lawsuit. Clinton, the Democratic presidential nominee in 2016, had said on a podcast in October that Russians were grooming one of the Democratic presidential candidates for a third-party bid, but did not name the candidate. She's the favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far, and that's assuming Jill Stein will give it up, which she might not, because she's also a Russian asset, Clinton said. Stein was the Green Party candidate in the 2016 presidential election. After the podcast comments, Clinton spokesman Nick Merrill confirmed to Politico that she was referring to Gabbard. The Gabbard lawsuit said Clinton had refused to apologize or retract the comments, which it described as devastating to a United States politician's reputation, and made them knowing they were false. Representative Gabbard must defend her good name and hold Mrs. Clinton responsible. This lawsuit intends to do just that, Gabbard's lawyer Brian Dunn said in a statement. As a public figure, Gabbard must show that the defendant acted with actual malice to recover damages. In addition, U.S. courts have said rhetorical hyperbole associated with politics is constitutionally protected speech. Gabbard has routinely polled in the low single digits in the Democratic race to pick a challenger to Republican President Donald Trump, but she has said she will not run as a third-party candidate. After Clinton's comments in October, Gabbard said the former First Lady and U.S. Secretary of State was the embodiment of corruption and personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.